You are tuned in to Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Broussard, Louisiana. Let's catch up with Father Michael Delcom as he breaks open the readings during the preaching series, Reboot.
I've been looking forward to this weekend, this being our third weekend in our Reboot series. For those of you who maybe have been with us for the past couple of weeks, we've been talking in a kind of a heavy tone about the seriousness of where our church is right now. We've talked about the problem of people increasingly not practicing their faith, people perhaps not coming to church anymore, especially our young adults and our youth. And this is a pattern across the globe, Europe, the United States, and here at home. And last week we talked about why that was. And we gave you some homework. Some of you were aware of the homework. Some of you attempted the homework. The homework last week was to go and talk to one person. Just try to share your faith. Just talk about God or maybe ask them about their story. Just to one person to see how it is for you. Is it comfortable? Is it uncomfortable? Did you enjoy it? I know for me, talking about my faith can sometimes be very uncomfortable. But at other times, it's actually a great joy. Because as I'm talking about my faith, I realize how good God has been to me. Like to try to put words into my experience of God, I begin to say and to communicate all the many ways God has blessed me. And it's not necessarily so much good for the person I'm talking to as much as it is, I think, for me to articulate God's generosity and his faithfulness. Now, whether they receive it or whether they hear it, what happens in me is my heart begins to swell. I start to grow in awe and gratitude of how blessed I am, how fortunate I am to know Jesus, to be given the faith that I've been given, and I want to know more. I want to grow more. And the more I grow, the more I want to share. I don't know what your experience has been, but how Sacred Heart has tried to answer the problems and the difficulties of what we have articulated in the first 2 weeks is simply this. And we've tried to hone in and make it very simple. It's spoken in our mission statement. And you've heard this before. In everything we do and all the energies we spend and all the investment that we place in our time and resources, we want to help people encounter Jesus. And only then, once we have encountered Jesus, we want to empower you, we want to equip you, we want to encourage you to become a missionary disciple for him. There's nothing else we can do that will bear fruit in the world, that will change people's hearts if they haven't, if you haven't, if I haven't encountered Jesus. That's the beginning. That's the first step. That's how the church began. And that's the only way there will be a renewal in the church, is if me and you return back to the source, return back to the beginning. I want to share with you a very brief story. You've heard this before, but I think it's worth mentioning today. So maybe you've heard of Andrew. Andrew was the brother of Peter, St. Peter. So Andrew and a few disciples were following John the Baptist. They were listening to him preach. He was compelling. He was convicting. They were hearing the word of truth, and they were his follower. They were his disciple. So, they were following John the Baptist, and Jesus comes on the scene. And John the Baptist, we know the story, John the Baptist points to Jesus and tells Andrew and the few of the disciples, you go and follow him. And this is what happened. Rabbi, they said, where are you staying? And Jesus said, come and see. So they went. And they saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew went and hung out with Jesus. He went and spent time with Jesus. Where are you staying? We want to be with you. We want to hear your voice. We want to hear your teaching. We just want to be around you. So much so in detail that they said it was 4 p.m. This was important. And this is an important next step. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon. He went to his brother and he said, "Simon, we have found the Messiah. We found the one we've been looking for. Come and see." Andrew spends time with Jesus. He encounters Jesus, the power of Jesus' word, the power of his presence, and how does he respond? He goes to find his brother and says, "You've got to come see him. You've got to come meet him. You've got to come hear his words." They're convicting. They move hearts. This is a beautiful, simple dynamic that happens in the gospel, the early church. People came, they encountered Jesus, they were moved by Jesus, and so they went get their family members. "You got to come see him." They went get their friends. "You have to come meet him." They went get their coworkers. "You have to come meet him." And what we understand, and I hope that you start to see this in your life, is that when you have come to know something so beautiful and so compelling and so life-changing in your life, most of us want to share that with other people. The beautiful thing about Jesus is that we don't have to be selfish. We don't have to keep him in. You know, it's unlike things like the stock market. When you get a good stock or when you get a good tip, you don't want to let anybody know, because everybody might jump on board and it's going to mean less for you. So you just kind of keep it quiet. Just kind of hone it in to yourself. Our faith is not to be kept alone. The beautiful thing about Jesus is the more we give it away, the more it grows. The more we share, the more we bring people in, the more joy we experience, because our faith grows and we see it growing in other people. It's a beautiful thing. And I know many of you, we've talked over these past 2 weeks about the fact that I just don't know how to talk about my faith. I don't know how to share. And to be quite honest with you, I need to encounter Jesus. And so what we've done is kind of put together an annual report for you. Hopefully you were able to pick up one of these as you walked in. As a parish, we want to be as accountable to you as we possibly can. We want to tell you what we're doing. And I am so excited about what we are doing. I'm fully confident that we are answering the call of the Holy Spirit to go back to what makes the church fully alive: being with Jesus, being in his heart, asking for the Holy Spirit. And we've been doing that over this past year. Our annual report, for those of you who have it, it's basically just talking about our story over the past year. It's talking about our parish's response to where the church is and what's happening. We've rooted and grounded all of our efforts and all of our works on helping you personally, have an encounter with Jesus. And so we've set up atmospheres, we've set up platforms, we've set up moments where you can come and just simply be with the Lord. For those of you who have been at our encounter nights, we name them encounter nights simply because we want people to come and enjoy Jesus. So we have music, we have a speaker, but the highlight of our night is the Eucharist. We come and we place Jesus in the monstrance and we just pray together. We have some silence, we have some opportunities for praise and worship, but we know that if we can just be in Jesus' presence, he will change our hearts. And we've had a phenomenal response. Over 1,200 people have come to our encounter nights, and it's been a beautiful thing to hear the stories of how that's moved, and people look forward to just praying with people that want to be here. Our Alpha program, you've heard us talk about that. It's been a beautiful way to help people come and be in a small group setting. Wonderful fruit has been born from it. People have felt comfortable to share their struggles, their difficulties, and realize that, you know what? Most everyone in the pews, people sitting next to you, they have the same struggles. They have the same difficulties. They're asking the same questions. It pulls us out of isolation. There's been beautiful fruit born of that. Up to date, we have over 300 people who have gone through Alpha and are in Alpha right now, just enjoying. And if you kind of go through this kind of program, it has quotes of people who have experienced the Lord, who have encountered Him, who are finding a home here at Sacred Heart. One of the beautiful things that I have heard people say, especially visitors that come into Sacred Heart, is that they say they've been looking for a place to worship. They've been looking for a place to come and experience God. And for whatever reason, they say, I found a home here. Those of you who are already here at Sacred Heart, who are already parishioners, you kind of know what they're talking about. But for someone to come off the street and experience a place that's welcoming, experience a place that's filled with prayer, experience a place that's alive, and they come in about our children all the time, and they want to come back, says a lot about our community and what's happening. God is moving. God is alive, and it's beautiful to watch. We also have a chapel that we've kind of turned into an adoration chapel. And that's been a beautiful response from you. Over 170 people spend an hour with Jesus every week. They just go, just to spend an hour of prayer with Him, praying for you, praying for me, praying for our parish, praying that God would continue to move. What's difficult is when we want to share our faith, we don't exactly know how to share it. We don't exactly have something to invite someone who's maybe not Catholic or someone who's been away from the church for a while. We don't have something to invite them to. In our parish, we have so many things you can invite them to. You don't even have to be Catholic to go to Alpha. It's very simple. It's very unassuming. It's very unintimidating. It's the basic introduction to who Jesus is. Our mission nights, our encounter nights, anyone can come. Anyone's invited. And they've been bearing a lot of fruit. And I'm just, hopefully you can hear the excitement of what God's doing. And I just keep looking forward to what God is going to do. What God is going to do. Because the more we do, I know a lot of you say you want more. You look forward to the next thing. Just to give you a little accountability and transparency on our part. On the last page, I know a lot of you, maybe you're interested in numbers. You want to know where we are and how we're doing. We're very healthy. I just want to thank you for your generosity as far as just numbers. You'll see our financial accounting on the last page. There's an intention of why we did that. We want you to hear our story before you look at the numbers. Like, we want to hear what God is doing in people's lives before you see how financially healthy we are. The reason we're here is to encourage and change lives. He wants to be a part of what we're doing. He was going to come and testify. He wants more children's bulletins. I was ready. I was going to put him in my arms and y'all were going to melt. The cue is another minute. The cue, you missed the cue, is when I wave. So the numbers are in the back. If you're interested, we are very healthy. I just want to thank you for your support. Your financial support allows us to offer encounters to people, to come to our place who have never darken the church's doors, just to come and to enjoy themselves. We have meals at almost everything we do, and that's an intentional purpose for us to build community, for us to talk to each other, for us to realize that, wow, I'm not in this alone. I have people praying for me who love me and support me. Next week is going to be an example of this. We're going to have a backyard barbecue in the back in the green space. It's a family event. You can come, you can enjoy, you can have a meal. We're going to have fun jumps. We're gonna have music. We're just going to have, it's just a chance for us to experience Jesus, to encounter Jesus in each other. I am completely confident that the more we realize church is us living as a body of Christ, the more we come and support each other and pray for each other and surround ourselves and surround Jesus, the more we will want to share him with other people. Just like Andrew, we're going to want to go to our sisters, our brothers, our cousins, and we're going to want to say, come, come see. Come experience. Come see what's happening. You're going to be proud of your parish and want to share it with others. Because you know that when people come in these doors, when people come on campus, they're going to encounter Jesus. So I hope you're proud of what we're doing. Please take this annual report home and pray with it. Just look through it. There's some wonderful witnesses of people who are sitting right next to you of how they've encountered Jesus. Perhaps our homework this week as we're praying with our annual report, I want you to think of how have you encountered Jesus at Sacred Heart? How have you personally encountered him? Maybe it was an event, maybe it was a homily, maybe it was a word that was read, maybe it was just something so random. You saw a child running up on the altar and you saw a loving dad chasing him down, and you were moved by, that's the love of our Father. Something so small, but we are encountering Jesus every day. We just continue to ask God to open our eyes to see it, to cherish it. We have much to be grateful for. We continue to pray for each other next week. We're going to talk about, so what will be our response in the future? But this week, how have I encountered Jesus at Sacred Heart? How am I encountering Jesus? Just think of one instance when you were touched by the living God in our midst. Let's continue to pray for each other. Amen.